Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The National Petroleum Reserve Alaska is a promising area for oil development, but Alaska should not count on new production there to bail out the state budget anytime soon. The Alaska Energy Desk reports that's the takeaway from a previously unpublished memo drafted by the administration of former independent Governor Bill Walker. It was sent to key lawmakers the day before the new governor, Republican Mike Dunleavy, was sworn in, but never released to the public. The memo says oil development in the petroleum reserve would actually cost the state money, hundreds of millions of dollars in the short term, if prices hover around $75 a barrel. That's because the major company working on the reserve, ConocoPhillips, could deduct some of its infrastructure investments from the taxes it pays on existing oil production. Golden Valley Electric Association has halted review of a hybrid energy project proposed by a Colorado-based company and local wind energy producer Mike Kraft. Golden Valley President and CEO Corey Borgeson says GVEA last week suspended an interconnection study requested by Eco Green Generation until a federal agency certifies that the company meets independent power producer requirements. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Borgeson says Golden Valley stopped work on Eco Green's proposal after the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, told GVEA officials that the agency hasn't yet issued a docket number for the proposal.
At this point, they are not a qualified facility.
The Federal Public Utility Regulatory Policies Act requires independent power producers like Eco Green to be certified by FERC in order to provide power to the grid produced by renewable energy. Eco Green last month proposed to sell 55 megawatts of electricity generated mainly by wind that's backed up by a battery storage system and a series of propane-fired generators. Borgeson says Golden Valley's study of the proposal is already well along.
We've come quite a bit of the work, but until we are certain that EcoGreen has dotted its I's and crossed its T's, we're going to stop all further work.
EcoGreen partner Mike Kraft says the company filed a QF application with FERC on December 28th, the same day it requested that Golden Valley conduct an interconnection study. So Kraft says he doesn't know why the agency hasn't processed the company's application and issued a docket number.
And I'm not sure if it was the fact that the government was shut down or what the problem was.
Kraft is a Fairbanks-based developer who built and operates a wind farm in Delta Junction. He says one of his partners in Colorado will refile the QF application today, and this time they expect to get a prompt reply that'll allow the process to move forward.
It's not that big of a problem. It's a self-certification document. It isn't very difficult at all to get it because you're using renewable energy that qualifies you for it.
Kraft says if all goes well, Eco Green will begin engineering and design work on its so-called hybrid power generation system in the spring. He says the company plans to complete work on the system and begin generating power with it in the fall of next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Governor Mike Dunleavy's budget is scheduled to be released Wednesday, and steep cuts are expected, including to the University of Alaska. The UA system endured 4 years of budget cuts through 2018, reductions that resulted in the loss of 653 jobs at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. UAF Chancellor Dan White says horizontal or across-the-board reductions aren't possible, and he favors vertical or targeted cuts.
Vertical repositioning is just a way to say, how do we position ourselves now for what we want to be in 5 years?
White says that means focusing funding on programs that support key long-range objectives.
Global leadership in Alaska Native and Indigenous Studies, growing into a Tier 1 research status university, and transfer technologies at UAF to the local community where business owners can take advantage of those.
White would not say what programs outside those key areas might bear reductions, but that work is underway to develop targets. I'm Dan Bross.